朱少明跟大家一起来学习道理。
I think I can study the word with everyone.
感谢主，让我们有机会在网络上把这个时间播下来一起来对神的真理进一步的思考，让我们可以从圣经得到属灵的教训。
Thank God we have all opportunity to use this time to learn the Bible.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习迎接我主我王。
And so this evening I'd like to share with everyone, welcome my Lord, my King.
这个是要从撒母耳记下第十九章有一段历史的事实来让我们一起学习。
And so this is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 19. There's a history that we can learn.
我们现在要来翻开圣经，请大家翻开撒母耳记下第十九章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 19.
那这是一个为大卫的一生来说，应该是说一个很悲惨的一段经历。
And so this is a very sorrowful recording of the life of David.
因为从撒母耳记下第十五章开始，我们就看到他的儿子亚撒龙兴兵叛变甚至要置这位当父亲的王于死地。
And so starting from 2 Samuel chapter 15, we can see his son Absalom wanted to betray his father and even to a point to kill him.
那亚撒龙的叛变这个事情，其实大卫也很清楚知道，这是他犯罪之后神所要施行的刑罚之一。
And so David knew clearly that when Absalom is going to betray him, this is actually one of the punishment after he has sinned that God says going to occur.
因为他本来一个很平安的国度，很幸福的家庭，从此以后刀剑祸患就不断了。
And so previously the nation was enjoying peace, but since he sinned, it disappeared.
那因为罪，所以不但他的家庭遭遇一连串的悲剧，甚至连以色列的国度都不平安，陷入一片混乱。
And so because of his sin, his family and also the nation has suffered.
那现在亚撒龙一叛变之后，一个国就有两个王。
And so once after King David did this, the nation split into two.
那个如果一个国家有两个王，那不乱才怪呢。
So if a country has two kings, it will certainly be chaotic.
那我们读过历史就知道，最后其实也是在神的保守看顾底下，最后亚撒龙的叛变也被平息了。
And so under the watchfulness of God, even though Absalom betrayed David, he was punished.
那撒母耳记下十九章第十节这样记录。
In 2 Samuel chapter 19 verse 10, it says,
他们说，我们告亚撒龙治理我们，他已经阵亡，现在为什么不出一言请王回来呢？
But Absalom, whom we anointed over us, has died in battle. Now, therefore, why do you say nothing about bringing back the king?
那这句话第十节这句话，事实上是以色列众支派人说的。
And so this phrase was said by the tribe of Israel.
那如果我们看历史，你会发现说，当初亚撒龙在希伯伦宣告作王支持他的人，事实上主要都是犹大支派的。
And so when Absalom became king in Zebulun, actually most of the people that was there was from the tribe of Judah.
那大卫不得不逃亡，所以他就渡过约旦河到河东去。他把他的应该是说他的这个掌权的所在地哈，从耶路撒冷把他移到马哈念去了。
So David, he moved from Jerusalem to
Maharin, 就是
Maharin.
对，这个就是当时候大卫停留的所在，就是可以说他现在把他的那个权力中心转移到约旦河东去了。
And so he have transferred all his authority and power over to the southern part of Israel.
这是东边，东边约旦河东。
Okay, the east of Jordan.
对，那耶路撒冷现在就变成亚沙龙掌权。
And so Jerusalem was controlled by Absalom.
那现在两个王各自的军队后来打仗。
And so the two kings they came to battle.
好，那亚沙龙死了。
And then Absalom died.
那现在以色列众人就回家了。
And all the people from Israel, they returned home.
意思就是说，现在耶路撒冷就没有王了。
And so that is to say, Jerusalem has no king.
那照理说，大卫王应该就要返回耶路撒冷去，继续当王。
And so you should say that David should go back to Jerusalem to be king.
但是大卫要怎么回去当王呢？
But how can David go back to be king?
因为在耶路撒冷的众人，他们当时候已经在希伯伦高也宣布说亚沙龙做王。
And so all the people in Jerusalem, they have already announced Absalom is the king.
那现在大卫是一个父亲，他现在又回来的时候，那个身份上就怪怪的，是父亲继任儿子的王位吗？
And so right now, David is the father, and if he returns, is he stealing the throne from his son?
所以大卫即使想要返回耶路撒冷，他都不能够自己说我回去就回去了。
And so David cannot just go back because he wants to.
他需要有人民再度的接纳他，然后邀请他回去，这样子他在这个。耶路撒冷的这个王位才是名正言顺的。
So he actually needs the people to invite him back, and this is only way he can return.
而且他如果回去耶路撒冷的时候，他也不能够带着一个仇恨的心情去面对在耶路撒冷他的同支派的犹大这个他的百姓。
So if he returns back to Jerusalem, how is he going to face the people of Judah?
因为大卫本身知道这个战乱是出于神的，也是他自己犯罪之后所受到的刑罚应该的。
And so David knows that whatever has happened was from the punishment that he deserved from God.
那他可以现在可以再有机会平安回耶路撒冷，基本上是神的怜悯。
And so he is able to return to Jerusalem in peace. It is the mercy from God.
因为在第十五章，他当初逃亡的时候，他就这样说。
And so in chapter 15, when he was fleeing, he said.
我们如果看十五章的二十五节。
If we look at 15:25.
撒母耳记下十五章二十五节。
Second Samuel chapter 15 verse 25.
王对撒都说，撒都是当时候祭司，你将神的约柜抬回去。我若在主神眼前蒙恩。他必使我回来，再见约柜和他的居所。这段圣经很清楚的知道大卫他当时候的心情。如果他有能够再回到耶路撒冷，这是蒙神的恩典，神再接纳他做王的。
So David knew that if he is able to return, that is the mercy from God. He can once again be king.
所以他现在要再回到耶路撒冷去，他一点都不敢存着报复的心态。回来。
And so now he's going to return to Jerusalem. He will not have any type of complaints.
那现在以色列众百姓已经觉得说我们应该主动邀请大卫回到耶路撒冷。
So the Israelites, they felt that they need to invite King David back.
啊, 那可是, 这个, 大卫他最在意的其实是犹大支派的人, 在耶路撒冷这些, 他同支派的这些同胞, 是有没有接纳他呢?
And so what David really cared about is whether the tribe of Judah, his people will welcome him back.
大卫事实上是神所高的王。
So David was an anointed king by God.
那现在以色列众支派都已经承认大卫的
So the Israelites already know that, acknowledge that King David is king.
但是犹大支派的这些在耶路撒冷的众长老，他们都没有那个想法说要请大卫回去啊。
But the elders of the tribe of Judah did not even think to invite him back.
那所以大卫他就派人去通知他们说，哎，你们怎么？ 怎么没有想要请王回来呢? 为什么落后在以色列众支派人之后呢?
And so David sent some people to them and asked them, how come you did not think to welcome the king back?
大卫自己在第12节说, 你们是我的弟兄,我的骨肉, 为什么在人后头请王回来呢?
And David says in verse 12, you are my brethren, you are my bone and my flesh, why then are you the last to bring back the king?
好，那表示说，其实大卫他知道他在以色列众百姓当中被承认，但是他也希望他自己的犹大的这些同族的人，他们也不会去想说大卫怀恨他们在心，所以他们不敢再一次的迎接大卫回来。
And so David already knew that the Israelites welcomed him back, but his own people, his own tribe of Judah did not.
那就是说，这个在耶路撒冷的犹大支派人，也许他们会考虑到说，我们是当初把大卫把他赶出去的，他逃亡出去的，那大卫会不会怀恨呢？想要报复我们呢？ 所以他们不敢主动的去请王回来。
So the people of Judah that originally in Jerusalem that has cast them out, now they are afraid to invite King David back because they are afraid that David will have a grudge over them.
但是大卫一直强调说，其实你们是我的骨肉，就是同支派的，是像自己的兄弟一样的。
But David says that you are my brethren, you are my bone and my flesh.
好，那包括你看他第13节那里对这个亚玛撒说，他说你不是我的骨肉吗？我准备要立你代替约押做我的元帅，那表示说他事实上是不会把这个亚撒龙叛变这件事情把他记恨在心，然后。
And so from verse 13, we can see that David did not hold a grudge. He says to Amasa, are you not my bone and my flesh? And I was going to put you commander of the army.
他表示说，其实大家听完大卫的这一番话之后，就相信说，大卫真的是不是记恨人的人，他很明白神的恩典。
And so when everyone heard what David has said, they understood that David did not hold any grudge over them.
那所以呢，所以第14节才会有这个这里说，他这番话就挽回犹大众的心，如同一神的心。So
he swayed the hearts of all the men of Judah.
然后大家都同心的。 期待说，请王和王的一切臣仆都回来。And
then they said this word to the king, "Return you and all your servants."
就是现在大家了解了大卫的那这个王的心之后，大家都很欢迎，就是很期待说，这个曾经带领他们征战建立这个和平国度的这个王，应该再一次的回到他们当中来。
And so once all the people, they heard what from David and also they understood his heart and they are willing to have him return again.
好, 好, 现在, 所以现在, 大卫就准备要回到耶路撒冷。So
now David is preparing to go back to Jerusalem.
这整个场面跟当初逃亡的时候是完全不一样的。And
so the whole situation is very different when he was fleeing.
那我们现在看这个历史的事件, 我们要把它联想到我们的王,我们的主是谁。
And so we look at this history and also to think of who is our king and our Lord.
我们如果了解我们的王、我们的主的心之后，我们是否会很愿意、很期待，也是像这里说的众人如同一人的心，在等候他、迎接他呢？
So if we're able to understand the heart of our king and our Lord, just like here it says, they as one heart welcome the king.
我们今天信从主耶稣的人，我们的主就是主耶稣基督，他就是我们的王，他就是我们的父，他是我们所有一切的源头。And
so whoever believes in Jesus today, we treat him, he is our heavenly father, he is our everything.
那我们都知道说，他应许我们，他有一天还要再回到我们当中来。
And so we hope that he one day return among us again.
他来了之后所要扮演的角色是一个审判者的角色，那也是最终凡是爱主的人都会得到公义奖赏的那个大日。So
when he returns, he returns as the judge. Whoever loves him will be able to be received by him.
我们要从内心里面真的尊主耶稣是我们的主，我们的王。So
in our heart, we have to acknowledge that Jesus is our King and our Lord.
那个在撒母耳记下，从第十四章以后，基本上你都会看到一个称呼不断的重复出现。在十四章第十九章，特别明显的就是我主我王。
And so in 2 Samuel chapter 14, there's one phrase that's repeated is my Lord, my King.
那到第19章还是一样，一直重复出现的。
And all the way to chapter 19, this constantly reappears.
那我们，你现在圣经的工具很方便，你都可以去搜寻，在圣经里面，他有说我主我王的经文哪些。
And so because the Bible tools are so convenient, you can search the recording of my Lord, my King from the whole Bible, every place.
那第十九章这里，接下去从十九节以后，你会看到有三种人不断地称呼大卫说我主我王。And
so in 2 Samuel chapter 19, we can see there's three types of people that constantly says, My Lord, my King.
那他们也很热切的、很主动的来迎接大卫王。And
so they welcome David with all their hearts.
那他们这三种人，其实就是基本上在现实生活当中也呈现出主的门徒当中有这三类型的人。
And so this three type of people also existed during the times of Jesus' disciples.
就是今天我们在信主的这个门徒当中，我们要想想看，我们是哪一种人正在迎接、在等候我们的主、我们的王，他再次的回到我们当中。
Or even among us who follow Jesus, which kind of people will wait for Jesus' return as the Lord and their King?
我们接下来来看三种人，然后想想看我们会是哪一种人。So
now we're going to look at three types of people, and we can think of which one are we.
现在请看19章的第15节。Let's
turn chapter 19, verse 15.
撒母耳记下19章的15节说，王就回来，到了约旦河，犹大人来到基甲，要去迎接王，请他过约旦河。来，请读一下。
Then the king returned and came to the Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal, to go to meet the king, to escort the king across the Jordan.
那现在大卫一行人，他是包括他的那个随从部队，他的家眷哦，跟随大卫逃亡的人呢、啊？圣经从这个记录看来哈、哦，他们在打仗的时候好像也没有什么死亡啊，他们一群人现在又浩浩荡荡要回，又要过一段河回到耶路撒冷去的，是很多人的。
And so the people that went with David when he was fleeing, there was actually a lot of people.
啊，那在跟亚撒龙的这个战争当中，圣经也没有说大卫这边的那个的这个军队人马哦，有死多少人。
And so with even the battle that David had with his people had with Absalom, the Bible did not record how many people died.
只有说亚撒龙的那个阵营死了两万人。
And only records Absalom, whoever followed Absalom, 20,000 died.
哦，那所以现在大卫他基本上带着这一群跟随他的百姓哈、哦，现在。要返回耶路撒冷，现在来到了约旦河边呢。
And so David with his group of people came to Jordan.
好，那圣经说犹大人来到啊基甲，现在要去迎接王，要请他过河，就是说我这个要举办一个很盛大的欢迎仪式哈、哦，让王重新过约旦河啊，要回到耶路撒冷去啊，这个这是一个很风光的场面呢、啊。
And so when Judah came to Gilgal to meet with the king, to escort the king across the Jordan, this is a great event.
好，那个，如果你想一想看，当初大卫哈、哦，他逃亡的时候哈、哦，那个时候那个场面是什么？
And so think about when David, how was it like when he was fleeing?
我们如果看那个《撒母耳记下》第十五章
，Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 15。
《撒母耳记下》的哦，第十，对不起，十六章，不是十五章，十六章。
Second Samuel chapter 16。
是那个大卫，我的英文哦，对不起。应该是十七章，我看错那个章了。十七章
，Chapter 17，
十七章的第二十一节。
Chapter 17 verse 27，
第二十一节。
21。
好，那这个他们走后，两个人从井里上来告诉大卫王说：“亚西多夫如此定计要害你哦，你们务要起来，快快过河。”22节。于是大卫和跟随他的人都起来过约旦河，到了天亮，无一人不过约旦河的。你看这一段描述，就让我们看到说，当初他们一群人像难民一样哦，摸黑过河，为了要保命，这个真的是很落魄了。
So from here we can see that David is a group of people, in the darkness, they had to cross over the Jordan.
哦，像难民，你说那个时候还有什么荣耀可言？
And so it was they had no status or very tragic.
像 refugee 一样啊，他们是逃命的人啊。
So they're like refugees.
那但是现在好了，情形翻转过来了。
And so now the situation has turned.
现在哇，很多人哦来到河边啊迎接他。
So here many people came to the side of Jordan to receive him.
好了，接下去圣经的描述有三批人来到他的面前。
So the Bible records three groups of people to come welcome him.
每一批来的都一定先称大卫说：“我主，我王。”
And so every group of people will first acknowledge saying, "David, my Lord, my King."
这三种人要给我们很大的学习。
So these three group of people, we can learn from.
我们到底是哪一种？
So which group are we?
我们现在看十九章十七节。
Chapter 19, verse 17.
第一种人。
First group.
就是第一批来的。第十七节说，十六节， 阿户林的便雅悯人基拉的儿子示每急忙与犹大人一同下去迎接大卫王。
And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite who was from Bahurim, hurried and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David.
然后十七节说，跟从示每的有一千的便雅悯人，还有扫罗家的仆人洗巴和他的十五个儿子，二十个仆人，他们都趟过约旦河迎接王。
There were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him, and they went over to Jordan before the king.
然后第十八节，又摆渡船过去，渡王的家眷任王使用。
Then a ferry boat went across to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good.
他们不是等在约旦河河西这边去让王过来。他们是自己亲自过河到河东里面去，然后又准备了这些飞的这些摆渡船，要非常热情的要迎接大卫王过约旦河了。
So they did not wait by west side of the Jordan, but they crossed the Jordan to the east side, to even with a ferry boat to carry across the king and his household.
然后那个圣经在第十八节就特别说，这个示每就俯伏在大卫面前。
And so Shimei fell down before the king.
然后第十九节就说，我主我王，你出耶路撒冷的时候，仆人行悖逆的事，现在求我主不要因此加罪给仆人，不要纪念，也不要放在心上。
So do not let my Lord impute iniquity to me or remember what wrong your servant did on the day that my Lord the king left Jerusalem.
那我们现在其实你看到这样的描述，哇，这个示每超热心的。
So such description, we can see how zealous Shimei is.
大卫一定不会忘记示每这个人。
So David will not forget this character Shimei.
他才不久以前，他是怎样咒骂大卫，说你这个坏人。
And so not long ago, he said David was an evil person.
现在看一下十六章的十七节。
In chapter 16,
十六章的十七节啊，第七节，第七节，对不起，十六章的第七节。
Oh, chapter verse 7, 16 verse 7.
示每咒骂，就是骂大卫，你这个流人血的坏人啊，去吧，去吧。
And he threw stones at David and says, And Shimei thus says, come out, you bloodthirsty men, you rogue.
你这个坏人啊，这个他讲得很，哇，这个是让义愤填膺，说你这个该受报应，这个就是你该得的。你看他那时候那个对大卫的那个口气啊，咒骂的话，我想大卫都还记得，都还听得很清楚了。
So I believe what Shimei has cursed David, David will remember.
那但是他现在变成一个率领一千个那个便雅悯支派的人来，好像那个便雅悯支派那个欢迎代表团的那个的代表现在对大卫大献殷勤了。
And so just like he's the representative like of the Benjamite 1,000 men.
那你看他之前可以这样子这么狠毒的咒骂大卫。但是他现在也可以那么谦卑的伏在大卫面前说王啊，我过去行悖逆的事你不要加罪给我你也不要把它放在心上，对不起了。
And so before he was boldly cursed David, now he humbly come to David says to not take it to heart.
因为其实他这个是标准的以现实的利益去他根本没有一个标准的中心思想，他看到的是说，现在这个人是有对他有利益的，他要靠过去，那所以他现在对大卫就非常有礼貌了。
And so now he sees that there's a benefit that he has to respect David, so he changed his attitude.
那他自己也知道，这时候他有祸了。
And he knows that he has trouble now.
所以。在二十节也说，仆人明知自己有罪，这是十九章二十节。
In chapter 19, verse 20 says, "I know I have sinned."
就是因为我这个认知哈，我过去实在太不应该了，所以现在我第一个哈，首先呢，我来迎接我主国王。
And so because of this, he first came to the first in line to welcome the king.
那表示说，其实示美这个人他真的是见风转舵，他根本不认识大卫，他也不知道大卫他是那个心在哪里。
And so we can see that this character Shimei here changed quite dramatically before. He doesn't even know David.
不过他有个好处，他自己毕竟会反省说，他过去对大卫所说这些话，这一番作为是非常不应该，他是该死的。
But he does realize that whatever he has done before, he deserve to die.
所以他现在这么样的啊，来到大卫面前呢、啊，谦卑的求他的饶恕。大卫这个时候也知道他应该怎么做。
And so, because he humbly came to David to ask for forgiveness, and David knows what to do.
我们从这里也看到这个大卫哈、啊，他当王的这个心，以及为什么他被称作合神心意的王，就很清楚。
And so from here, we can understand why David became king and why he was considered a man after God's own heart.
那大卫在他的一生当中有一些作为也有基督做王，做我们的那个掌权者的一个预表性。
And so David also has this prefiguration of this, yeah.
就是主耶稣基督他是我们的王，所以大卫有一些美好的行为，其实让我们看到将来要坐在他国位上永远当王那一个受膏者的那个形象。
And so David has some good attributes, just like how in the future when God is enthroned.
好，大卫真的是充满恩慈又有智慧的。
And so David is filled with grace and also wisdom.
他看到这个示美本身他愿意悔改的心。
He sees that Shimei had a heart willing to repent.
那大卫这个时候也很清楚知道他是做王的。
And so David knew that he is a king.
当亚比塞哈，第十九章二十一节，亚比塞现在提议说要趁这个机会去处死那个示美的时候，大卫阻止了他们。
In verse 21, when Abishai was answering about Shimei, David stopped him.
其实大卫也知道示美这个人是那种见风转舵的，他的这个悔改或者他这个时候所表现出来的热忱不见是真的了。
And so David knew that the dramatic change of Shimei might not be completely true.
但是大卫这个时候更愿意去饶恕他，因为他已经知道神是怎么饶恕他的。
And so at this moment, he was willing to forgive him because he knows that how God has forgiven him.
所以他才在第二十二节对亚比塞说，今日在以色列中岂可致死人呢？
And David said, what have you done, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should be adversaries to me today?
我岂不知道今日我做以色列的王吗？
As for, do I not know that today I am king over Israel?
意思这个时候他有绝对的主权，他要让谁活就让谁活。他现在亚比塞虽然拥有那个军权，就是说他事实上是被大卫所重用的，但是他不可以去侵犯大卫要赦免人的这个主权。
And so, David was king. He was able to have mercy on whoever he has, and Abishai had no authority tell him what to do.
所以意思就是说，这件事情他要让示美活这件事情，你其他的这些人都不可以讲什么话。
And that is to say that he allows Shimei to live, nobody else can say anything.
所以他直接的跟示美说，你必不死。
And so he directly told Shimei, you shall not die.
而且还跟他起誓哦。
And also swore to him.
表示说，大卫他真的在这个时候看到神对他的饶恕，他自己愿意用神的这个恩慈去待别人。
So David sees how God has forgiven him. He also wants to show the same mercy to others.
所以圣经说， 如果我们人愿意认罪悔改的话，基本上都会得到神的赦免。
And so the Bible says, as long as a person is willing to return and repent, and God will forgive them.
大卫本身哦，他自己之前犯过罪哦，他很诚心的悔改的时候，神也饶恕他嘛。
And so before, when David committed sin, and when David repented, God forgave him.
我们看箴言二十八章十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs
28. 28章。
Proverbs 28.
Verse 3. 他说：“遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。”
He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy.
我们这里看到的是说，如果愿意承认自己罪过，那真的从心里面发现自己的罪，所以说我自己真的是应该要改变哦，为求饶恕的，基本上都会得到怜悯的。
And so all those who confess and really forsake their sins, they will have mercy.
因为约翰一书第一章也这样讲。
And First John also says the same.
如果看约翰一书第一章
First John chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
一章九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那个我们的神是信实的，是公义的，他也是怜悯的。
So our God is a righteous, he is a merciful God.
所以我们现在，我们要趁着现在这个福音的门，救恩的门还开着的时候，我们要从圣经里面的真理看到我们的罪过，愿意在神面前承认，然后祈求他的赦免。
So while the gospel is the salvation is still open, we should use the opportunity to acknowledge any sins and repent.
而且我们也要互相认罪，然后彼此接纳。
And we have to confess to one another and also accept one another.
因为我们其实以神绝对的标准来看，我们都是罪人，我们其实无时不刻都在领受神的赦免跟接受。
So according to God's standard, we are all sinners because we are constantly receiving God's forgiveness.
我们要愿意赦免人，就好像神愿意饶恕我们、接纳我们一样，用这样的心来彼此对待。
And so in order for us to forgive others, it's the same when God also has shown mercy to us.
那将来当主再临的时候，我们一定会得到他的怜悯跟接纳。
And so when the Lord comes again, we will for sure receive his acceptance and his forgiveness.
所以圣经在雅各书里面也提醒我们说，我们要彼此认罪。
And so in the book of James, it tells us we have to confess to one another.
那当然更重要就是要谦卑服务在主的面前，说：“我主，我王，求你赦免我。”
But more importantly is that we have to kneel before God and say, "My Lord, my King, please forgive me."
那有恩慈的神，他一定也会同样跟我们说：“你必不死。”
And a merciful God will surely say to us, "You will not be put to death."
但是我们要记住，那个王所说的命令，你就要去行。
But we cannot forget whatever the commandment the king have said, we have to observe.
我们如果继续读下去，看到列王记到所罗门当王的时候，后来示每最后怎么死的，你就知道说，要真的把王所说的话记在心上，然后时常去遵行是很重要，这才是得生命的最重要的关键点。
And so the most critical point in order to be saved is we have to observe and keep God's command to us.
示每他最后是因为他没有真的记住王的命令，他自己让自己死了，而不是王不守信用让他死。
And so Shimei later on, he died not because the king did not have mercy, but he forgot to listen to whatever the king has told him.
好，那所以 这个赤美这个人，他现在求王的赦免，王也接纳他。
And so the character Shimei asked forgiveness and also from the king, and king accepted him.
好，那我们现在再看回十九章，撒母耳记下十九章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 19.
第二种人啊，就是第十七节这里面跟示美在一起的这个洗巴，这个就是米非波设的仆人。
There's in verse 17, Ziba, yeah.
洗巴，他是大卫家的人呐、啊，那个扫罗家的仆人嘛，哈。
And so he was a servant in the household of Saul.
那洗巴所发生的事情呢？在大卫逃亡的时候啊、第十六章那里啊也看到了。
And so, in chapter 16, we can see what happens in Ziba when David fled.
那洗巴哈、啊，他利用机会去诬陷他的主人米非波设，然后意外的趁这个大卫正在落难的时候，哎，得到了他的主人米非波设的家产，扫罗家的家产现在都归给他了。
And so Ziba mistreated Mephibosheth, and then later on David showed kindness to Mephibosheth.
那这个米非波设、啊、本来是仆人，他现在变成哎那个大地主了。
And so originally Mephibosheth was a servant, but now he is a landowner.
他跟着示美，现在哎也要来跟那个大卫献殷勤了。
And so he, along with Shimei, have to also ask for welcome the king.
他跟示美站在一起哈、啊，这个对大卫来说一定会觉得，哎，这两个人怎么搞在一起去了？
And so when he stands along with Shimei, David will say, why do these two stand together before me?
好了，那我们现在看24节。
Verse 24.
现在米非波设出现了。
So here Mephibosheth appears.
米非波设就来跟大卫说明当初是怎么一回事。
And so Mephibosheth trying to explain what happened to David during that time.
那从米非波设所说的话，我们看到说米非波设真的是很关心大卫。
And so from what Mephibosheth says, he truly showed concern for David.
但是他就是被他的仆人哦摆了一道，他没有办法跟着王逃亡、啊、所以他就被留在耶路撒冷，所以他就背了一个被诬告一个罪名说、啊、哦他是那个不懂得感恩的人。
And so because of his servant, he was not able to come to the king. It seemed like he did not show thankfulness towards the king.
但是米非波设其实是很感谢、大卫对他的恩慈。
And so Mephibosheth was greatly showed thankfulness towards what King David did.
第二十六节说，我主我王，仆人是瘸腿的，那日我想要背离其上，与王同去，无奈我的仆人欺哄了我。
And he answered, My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, I will saddle a donkey for myself, that I may ride on it and go to the king, because your servant is lame.
然后二十七节又说，又在我主我王面前来谗毁我。
And he slandered your servant to my lord, the king.
然而我主我王你像神的使者一样，就是说你知道可以查明事实，你看怎么好就怎么行吧。
But my lord is king is like an angel of God. You are able to know what the right thing to do is.
那这个时候，大卫哈，大卫啊、他后来跟米非波设说哈、啊，这件事情哈、啊、不要再提了啦。
And so he, David says, "Do not mention this anymore."
那因为大卫之前已经将那个扫罗家的家产呢、啊，他说都归给洗巴去了嘛。
And so the David already said all the possessions of the house of Saul have gone to Ziba.
现在他知道了这个实况之后，他就跟那个米非波设说啊，那不然你就跟洗巴均分地图。
And so because of the situation, David says, you and Ziba will divide the land.
那他他米非波设其实是双脚都瘸的人啊，他是没有办法自己生活的。
And so Mephibosheth was lame. He cannot live by himself.
其实地图再多大，再有多少财物，对他来说根本没有意义啊。
And so no matter how great the land is, it has no meaning to him.
所以他最后跟王说哈，跟王说，我主我王，你平平安安的回宫，就任凭洗巴都娶了妻也可以了。
And so he said to the king, rather let him take it all, inasmuch as my lord the king has come back in peace to his own house.
就是说，其实米非波设他更关心的是这个，现在王可以平安回来最好。
And so what Mephibosheth really cared about is the king is able to return.
他不在，他来迎接王不是为了要去跟他要这些财富了。
So he welcomed the king not to about receiving the possession.
其实要让大卫了解说他当初为什么会，就是他这个洗巴是怎么样来欺哄他的，所以他希望能够大卫可以了解他真正的心，他不是那种哈那个狡猾的啊，那个伪君子，那只是想要得到那个世上的好处而已。
And so he wanted the king to understand how Ziba deceived him, and he did not want to only gain the possession.
他看中的是王本身的安危，不是他拥有那些财富。
He only saw the return of the king and not the possession.
你看我们今天哈，我们现在在跟从主，成为他的门徒。
So today we are the disciples of the Lord.
我们想说我们迎接主，我们等候他的再来，我们在意的是什么？是在意的说我现在信主之后，我有地上的好处，我有些财富很多，还是我们会真的去体贴神的心意，说主到底要我做什么
？And so when we believe in the Lord, what is our motive? Is it some benefits that we might gain, or is something that we can do for the Lord?
我们是真正在关心主他的国度，然后他的安危，然后主的心可以得到满足吗？
And so do we really show concern towards God's kingdom and so that God is glorified?
那你看米非波设其实他是很真心的。
So Mephibosheth had a genuine heart.
他从大卫得到这个好处，因为他是被大卫，因为他父亲约拿单的缘故，他把米非波设当像儿子一样在看待的。
And so he, because of Saul, David even treated Mephibosheth as his own household.
是因为约拿单的缘故。
Because of Jonathan.
哦，那所以现在那个米非波设，你看他对大卫啊，那个真的是像儿子在关心父亲一样的。
Mephibosheth seems like he treating David as his father.
他关心，因为大卫也真的把他当作像儿子在养他嘛。
And so David really treated him as his own son.
所以这个好像儿子的这个米非波设，他虽然双腿是瘸腿的，但是他真的是很真心的来迎接大卫。
And so Mephibosheth had a role like as a child to welcome David.
那我们真的看重主的心，胜过爱地上的财富。
And so do we look more to at the God's heart than anything in this world?
所以我们今天说我们在等候主耶稣再来，我们真的是要确定说我们是拥有主耶稣本身，而不是只是希望能够得到主所赐给我们那些地上的财富而已。
And so today we believe him and wait upon him. It is not because of every thing that he has given us, but instead it is God alone himself.
好，那第三种人，现在看第十九章的第二三十一节。
There's a third type of person is in verse 31.
这是这个老人家巴西来。
And it is a old man, Barzillai.
这个巴西来真的是真正懂得感谢，而且到最后他也不是在求地上的好处，他所得到的比他付出的更多不到几倍。
And so Barzillai did not only care about the possessions again.
他 他在大卫逃亡的时候，第十七章的二十七节哈。
When David fled in chapter 17,
当他们一群人逃难，像难民跑到了马哈念之后，巴西来是第十二十七节，三个提供大卫他们这一群人吃住跟他们的那个喝的这个饮食所需用的三个主要的供给人之一。
And so he was among one of the key characters that provided for David.
因为他们哈，像巴西来特别知道说哈，现在大卫跟他的民在旷野已经饥渴困乏了，这是十七章的二十九节。他真的看到那个大卫他们的需要哈，他真的很诚心的，也是在他能力所及的尽力的来供给大卫他们的需要。
And so because Barzillai saw when David fled and his people, they had nothing to eat, so he really treated and took care of them.
他年纪那么大了，他特别来到约旦河边要送大卫过约旦河回去。
And so he was such advanced in years, he came to Jordan to receive and welcome David.
圣经在19章32节说，那个巴西来是一个大富户，他是很有钱的人。
And so in chapter verse 32, Barzillai was a rich person.
所以他尽力的把他所拥有财物把它用在王的身上。
And so he used his wealth on the king.
他真诚的在爱大卫王，不求赏赐的。
So he truly loved King David without asking anything in return.
他的心大卫都看到了。
So David saw his heart.
那大卫本来要邀请他回到耶路撒冷去，要奉他的老，
奉他的老，
就是要让他可以在耶路撒冷王宫里面享福了。
And so he wanted David to go to Jerusalem.
不是，耶路那个大卫要巴西来跟他回到耶路撒冷，在王宫享福。
Okay, so David wanted Barzillai to come back to Jerusalem with him to enjoy.
但是巴西来说不用啊。我这个年纪的我还会他说还有多少日子还会多在意这些物质的享受呢。
And so Barzillai says, I'm so advanced in years, so I do, how many years do you have to enjoy?
你不需要是有这些恩典，这个对我来说这个都不重要了。
And so this is not important to me.
他事实上是他看到这个王可以荣耀的归回哈，他是来送他不是来求赏赐，不是来求享受，他只要看到王平安，那他就很满足了。
So he did not seek after any blessing from the king, but all he wanted to make sure the king was in peace.
他又更愿意的把他的儿子哈，他这个儿子金韩王，把他送给王说，我这个儿子就给你当做仆人，你要怎么带他都可以，我的儿子哈就跟你一起回到耶路撒冷去。做你的仆人。
He gave David his sons as servants.
那大卫看到这个巴西来的这个心所以他就接纳了，而且把他的儿子带去，跟他同去。然后他说：“我必照你的心愿待他。”这是第三十八节说的。
And so the king answered, says, "Cross over with me, and I will do for him what seems good to you."
所以在对巴西来说，巴西来他这个人，他得到的恩典真的是更大，而且是这个恩惠或已经延续到他的子孙去了。
And so Barzillai, all his goodness was also passed even to his descendants.
那他这个人，你看他懂得感谢，也懂得知道这个王的那个能够跟服侍王的那个价值。
And so Barzillai knew how to give thanks and also the value of serving the king.
尽量把他所拥有的这些财富把它用在这个王的身上。
And so to use his possession on the king.
我们说他这个真是一个有智慧的聪明人。
So he is a smart and a wise man.
他真的也懂得感谢，他知道说这个他所做的在王的身上有多少价值。
So he knew how to give thanks because he knew whatever he did to the king had great value.
不是为了要得什么好处。
It is not to gain any benefits.
真的是出于对大卫的爱。
and it is only his love to David.
那结果他就得到更大的爱。
Then he gained even greater love.
哦，所以恳求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
让我们现在正在等待主耶稣再临的这个当下，我们能够好的预备自己，看到圣经里面所记的这些人物，然后想想看，我们是要当哪一种人来迎接我主我们的来到。
So while we wait for the Lord to return, we prepare ourselves and to think about which group of people we should be to return.
因为到最后，主耶稣会做公义的审判。
In the end, the Lord Jesus will have a righteous judgment.
那这些审判其实都是我们之前所做的。我们有种了什么，我们有种什么，最后我们就会说什么。
And all these things are whatever we have sown before, we will reap.
所以愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们都能够以一个非常真诚的心来迎接我们的主再来。
So that we all have a heart to welcome our Lord back again.
让我们在这个同时，我们懂得认罪悔改，求主来接纳我们施恩给我们。
And so in the same time, we are able to repent and ask God give us mercy.
更愿意将我们的生命或者是我们的儿女来奉献给主，来侍奉他，那承接那至大无比永远的荣耀跟祝福。
And so that we are able to sacrifice ourselves, that we have glory upon glory in the future.
好，感谢主，我们上就查考分享到这里。
And so this ends our sharing tonight.
我们来唱一首诗歌之后再一起祷告。
So we'll sing a hymn and pray.
我们来唱210首。
210.
210首。
210.
我们在这里可以弹琴哈。请大家站起来唱210首。
Please all rise and stand 210.